Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Welcome to entry 19. We have been talking a lot about just planning within yourself, self-development, evolving, and just being prepared for the next level. And today's entry is titled, "I'm gonna head on out." And this entry, I don't know if you guys saw that meme that was out last year with SpongeBob. And it was like him getting up out this chair saying how he's about to head out. It was like the funniest thing to me. So a lot of people ask me about relocation, and with it being the beginning of the year, I wanted to discuss some things for you guys' preparation into relocation, knowing where the right city for you is. And it's a real thing. I really struggled with relocating. So once upon a time for myself, this was probably about 2012 or 13. I lived in Baltimore my entire life. And in college, 2009, I moved to Philadelphia. I lived there for about 3 years. I went to school all year round. I attended the Art Institute of Philadelphia. I got my degree in design. And it was different. I was very young. I was 17 when I moved to Philly, like 17 going on 18. And I was discovering myself as a young adult, which is completely different from being a grown woman. And I was running back home all the time. I had a boyfriend back in Baltimore and I was running back home, and I wasn't enjoying the experience of living in Philadelphia. I was young. I didn't take time to just get to know the city. I was going to work and going back home. I didn't really know my roommates like that. And oh my gosh, like it was just a crazy experience for me. And I missed my mom. Oh my gosh. I remember calling her so many times. Like, I miss you. I'm a mama's girl. I missed my sister, my brother, and I had a car in college. So I was running back home every chance I got. And I wish if I could do college over that I experienced Philadelphia more and what the city had to offer. And I enjoyed it here and there, but I didn't get to really get the full college experience. I had ended up getting an apartment after my first year there. It was just completely different. I didn't take advantage of the full experience. And I lived on campus, but the campus was set up very privately. Like it was hard to connect with the other students. And with the school being a creative nesting feel, basically, it was hard to meet my tribe. It was so diverse, which I loved, but it was hard to meet that tribe that you connected with that made you feel like home. And that's hard to do. So after college, I moved back to Baltimore. I worked in property management for 5 years. And while working in property management in 2013, I decided I want to move to Atlanta. And the perspective was always to achieve the goal of being a full-time fashion designer. That was always my mission. And I went to Atlanta twice. I looked at apartments. I found my dream apartment. And I just didn't move. I felt like it wasn't right. I had planned for the move. I had put a deposit down. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to do this. I had sent a friend to go see a house for me and everything. And I was like, yeah, it's not going to work. It just didn't feel right. God did not tell me to move there. It wasn't my time. Like, this was so long ago. I was not prepared. I was not the woman I am today. Then I went to New York about 3 years ago, 4 years ago at this point. And I went with the intent of moving to New York. I said, you know what? I'm moving to New York. It's close to home. I was compromising. I didn't want to go too far from home. And I said, that's where I'm moving to. That's what I'm doing. So I went to New York and I looked at some apartments right outside of New York and New Jersey, right over the bridge. And I remember walking into the first apartment and feeling like, no, I just felt that I felt heavy when I got to New York. Soon as I got out the apartment, I called my friends like, I'm not moving to New York anymore. And they were like, okay, we understand. My mom was like, I get it. You'll find the right place. Da-da-da. And I said, you know what? Maybe it's just meant for me to be in Baltimore right now. I ended up opening my store in Baltimore about 8 months after that trip. And I stayed in Baltimore. And then I had a dream and God has spoke to me so clearly multiple times. And I realized that LA is where I needed to be. I had come to LA so many times and I never felt like I wanted to leave. So when I had to make the decision on where I wanted to move, I had to do it not just for business, but for personal. There are so many times where people move for business and then they end up back home. And you have to consider yourself. You are a human. I can't stress that enough. This year, guys, you have to consider yourself. You have to reclaim your time, as we talked about. You have to consider yourself. I was going, my business may have been successful in Atlanta and New York. And hey, I may have been happy, but I didn't feel happy when going in to the process. I was very young. I was just in a completely different space in life. I wasn't who I am today. I wasn't whole when considering moving to these cities. I wasn't considering what my life was going to be beyond fashion. What is my life going to be in these cities? I know what my business's livelihood is going to be, and I understand the growth perspective behind it, but what is my growth perspective? Like, what do I want to do? So I started to think differently, and I prayed and I asked God to deliver me the place that I need to be in that's going to feed me spiritually, mentally. It's going to achieve everything for me that you have planned. The place where I can flourish as a woman, as a whole woman. I can grow just completely holistically. That was my goal. And I began to travel to LA. I came out here at least like 6 times before moving. Every time I came, I never wanted to leave, ever. Every time I came, I made some type of very intentional connection in business. I always connected spiritually. I visited a church out here and I had never experienced a church like this. My church is like the best church in the world to me. I attend Faithful Central Baptist Church in Inglewood, California. The first thing I did was look for the Black church. I didn't want to go to a church that was influencer driven. I didn't want to do that. I went to a couple churches out here and I knew like, nah, this isn't it for me. Like, and I didn't feel it. I wanted to go somewhere where I was just like everybody else. And what's crazy is Faithful Central is an amazing church. Like, I've seen Stevie Wonder sitting in my church multiple times, all types of people. Montel Jordan was singing on the choir and giving his testimony recently. Like, so we see a lot of people in my church, but they are treated just like us, and they do their part. And then we continue. Like, I remember the first time I saw Stevie Wonder, I tapped my best friend, like, girl, Stevie Wonder here. And that was it. Like, we it wasn't no shout out, Stevie's in the building, none of that. That's what I didn't want to be a part of. And that's hard to find here in LA. Like, we're in the home of entertainment. So, you know, when I found that church home and I felt the spirit and I saw what they were doing within the community, I wanted to be involved in that. So I felt happy spiritually. I said that I wanted to have a different diet as far as what I read, what I eat. LA is like super healthy, guys. Any restaurant out here has a vegan option. That is unheard of on the East Coast. So I eat differently. I eat better. You know, like, life is just completely better for me out here. I eat completely differently. I'm more disciplined. I'm more in tune with nature. And if you ever want to hear God, go to the water. The fact that I live 20 minutes from the beach, that's what I need right now. So I felt like to be and achieve the goals that I had to continue to grow as a woman, I needed to be in California. That was the place I needed to be at this time. So for me, I'm at home. So when you're considering where to move, do not just consider the growth of your business. Consider where you feel at home. What do you have there that's going to make you feel at home? And home is within. Everything about LA makes me feel at home. And what I mean by that is the friends I've made out here. I have made such great friends. And I did LA a little different. LA has... oh my gosh, I'm so sick of it. But, you know, people perceive LA as like this city that's full of, you know, fake and, oh, it's so fraud. Okay, there's a big difference. And I've learned this. I'm not an LA native, but I have fully learned that there's a big difference between Hollywood and LA. And, you know, I understand what we see in Hollywood and everything's fake and fraud. No, it's the industry that you're a part of. And you can either be a part of those industries or you can be a part of the real LA. There, the real LA is what I came to seek. So when I first moved, I remember coming to my friend, videographer Ken, and I'm like, Ken, why, like, I can't find my people out here. I'm going to parties and I'm not seeing people that look like me. I'm from the East Coast. We like to see people that look like us. Like, it's nothing like going into a room and it's hundreds of Black people, beautiful Black people. And I couldn't find it. I kept going into places where everything was just like plastic breasts, plastic butts, plastic eyeballs at this point. Like, I just was like, where am I at? And I remember telling my best friend, like, yo, like, I just don't, I'm happy here. You know, I like it. But like, we got to find our people. Like, where are our people? And it was just us two for a while. And I remember feeling that way, like, dang, where's my people? And I kept getting invited to industry things because I do know people that felt like they wanted me in the room. So, of course, I enjoyed those things, but that's not my tribe. Like, I need to know where my home is out here. Like, where are my homies? Like, the ones that I can call and we just go out and get Fat Burger and just wear sneakers. Like, where they at? Because everybody in here got on Louboutins. I don't want to do this every day. And I remember, oh my gosh, like, when I discovered LA, I said, okay, let me start looking for the Black people. So I went to my friends that are really from LA, and I'm like, okay. One of my friends, Charmaine, I remember hitting her up, like, what's some cool stuff to do out here? And I kept seeing her out in certain places. So I'm like, all right, we're going to the right places, right? And I remember one time, we moved in December. It took until August for me to find my tribe. In August, we went to a party. We finally went to a party. And it was covered in Black people. And I never seen a party like this. Sorry, East Coast, but I never seen a party like this. East Coast know how to party. We know how to party. But when I went to this party in LA, everybody had on sneakers. Like, the girls didn't have on a face full of makeup. Lashes weren't hitting this microphone like mine's are right now. That's how long they are. Like, nobody cared. It was just a good time. Everybody had on jerseys and was chilling. The vibe was just so laxed. And I was like, oh my gosh, I found my tribe. I don't have to wear heels to the club. I don't have to, like, and it was a day party. Like, I get to be in the bed by midnight too, because I'm an old lady at heart. I was like, okay, this is my tribe. And I was just looking for amazing people to connect with. And we made friends. People were walking up to me like, oh, you own a regular exposure, da, 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 and I continue to connect with people. I felt like, okay, I found my tribe. So now I've created so many great friendships and relationships out here, and I know where to go. I know how to maneuver. So I live the LA life out here. Like, I don't live the Hollywood life. I don't really do those things. And if you come and, you know, you're hanging out in the wrong places or you're unsure, you don't feel at home, you got to create that home. So when you're just deciding where to settle, create the home for yourself. Ask locals, like, where can I find more locals? Like, connect with locals. That's what's going to make you feel like you're at home. When I have friends out here, I can go to their auntie's houses. I feel at home. I need those mature grandmothers out here. My mom doesn't live out here. I need those aunties that I can sit down with that's in their 50s. I need that. I need to be fed. So if you're hanging around a bunch of 20 somethings that are doing who knows what, I remember one time going to a party with a friend of a friend, like one of my good girlfriends is an influencer, and one of her friends are an influencer. And I went to a party with them and I was like, I got to get out of here. Like, I left in like 20 minutes. It was so bad. Like, it was not for me. It was drug use. I was like, I'm going to head out. I don't know you guys. I am uncomfortable. This is not my vibe. And no one's going to make me think it is. Like, I'm not going to fall for this. I'm not. So it caused frustration in the beginning, but find local people. So that's what I had to do for my personal life. I knew that was my goal, to feel at home. I wanted to find people that had family here so I could connect with that. Like, if I don't go home for Thanksgiving, I have houses here. If I don't go home for Christmas or 4th of July, I have friends here that I can go to their auntie's cookout. Like, that's what I wanted. I wanted to create a home. I have extended family out here as well. And then, so consider that. Also, consider the network for what you're looking to do. So if you are a boutique owner, consider the network for boutique owners. How many other boutique owners are out there? Connect with them, engage with them, vibe with them, see what their experiences are like. Like, connect and network. That is going to be your value. Your value propositions and connections when you move out of town. Also, I know you're fearful of oh, well, you know, I'm going to miss my family and my friends. Before you make that decision, if you are a parent, consider the school system, obviously, but consider the sacrifice of not having that family help. You know, when I have children, whenever that is, I don't have any family out here. So I have to be in a certain position financially to be able to afford care because I don't have that out here. And most people out here are not from out here. So my husband and I probably aren't going to have family out here. Like, that might be that story. So prepare yourself and your future for what it is you want to do. Consider that. Also, when considering those school systems, consider who works within them, obviously, as well. But when making any decision, consider the future perspective, not just the now. Also, consider the cost of real estate. Are you buying a home when you get there? And don't rush. Don't rush. When you move to a new city, don't be fearful to get a roommate. Don't be fearful to take your time. Don't be fearful to stay on that couch. But the goal is to make yourself comfortable. So build your tribe. You're going to need that person to lean on. You're going to need that tribe. I was so blessed to move with my very best friend in the world. So I have my family here with me, you know, but that's not a lot of people's story that get up and move across the country. You know, I talk to so many people that have their people out here. Find your people, create a home within yourself and then within that community. Another thing I want to mention to you guys, visit as much as you can before you make the decision on where you want to move to. Visit as much as you can. Make sure that you love a lot of things about it. You aren't going to love a lot of things. You're not going to love everything, but make the decision to love traveling there first. Like, if you don't love traveling there, then don't put yourself in a position where you know you're going to be depressed. And yes, we have to sacrifice in business, but consider yourself in every decision, guys. Consider yourself and consider the exposure that you're going to get from that city, and travel to multiple cities before you make the decision. Like, consider every place that you ever thought of living. Consider it. Consider the cost to be there. Consider what you love. I know for California, I love the weather. Like, it's January and it's like a good 75 degrees. Like, you know, so that's what I needed. I don't remember the last time I've seen rain living here. I need that. It makes me very happy. So when I go home to Baltimore and it's raining and cold, I'm like, no. I'll just FaceTime y'all and I'm okay with that. So consider every little thing because it matters. And it is an actual fact. It is a known fact that sunlight, vitamin D makes you happy. So for me, I needed that. I was sick of seeing rain and snow all day, so I needed to see better weather. So consider that. Know that there'll be pros and cons. Yes, you're going to miss your family. You're going to have to delegate and organize time. For me, I have certain times where I FaceTime my family every single day. I need to see them. I need to feel them. I need to make sure they're okay. But I don't go crazy. I don't ever feel sad that I miss them because I talk to them and I see them every day. So we talk too much sometimes. All right. So I never feel like I'm missing out on anything. And if I need to get home and really see them and touch them, I get home, you know? So those are the things I want you guys to consider before you head on out, and make sure that you have done and solidified everything locally first. We're so quick to move, and make sure you've done everything. Baltimore was very good to me. It's still very good to me. It's still my number one city for sales and growth. But the West Coast is where I needed to be. And my business flourished quickly when I moved it across the country. So it may have been insane, but it was insanely what I needed. And this is the best life I could have created. I can't continue to say how great this year has been for me. But man, my life is amazing out here in LA. I love everything about it. And I'm focused on myself. And I needed this time to be selfish within my growth. I've never had that. I've always been responsible for a lot of different people and a lot of different things. And I needed this time. And my business is at a place where it doesn't require me every day. You know, I don't have a lot of responsibility outside of myself and my businesses. So literally all I have out here is work and enjoying life. That's it. There's nobody or no requirements requiring anything outside of me. And that's a blessing. So I want you guys to consider those things before relocating. And value everything and make the right decision that works for you. And if you go somewhere and it doesn't work out, guess what? Home is waiting. Don't ever let the world make you feel that you've made a mistake. And you value that story. You value it. I hope that I helped you guys out today before you relocate and make that big step. And if you're considering moving somewhere, you know, feel free to send questions to info@thefashionpreneuracademy.com. I'll be happy to answer them on our podcast. Relocation is a very big decision, so take your time and consider everything. And if you don't get it right, move again, move again, and move again. Live life, enjoy, and I hope this helps somebody. I will talk to you soon.